All right, I'd like to call the October 18th special meeting of Ways and Means to order. Purpose of tonight's meeting is to have a discussion with CMA, our budget consultants, and sort of the process that they're going to go through, and then if there's relevant questions or directions that some of the legislators are looking for CMA to look at, we'll bring them up tonight, but I don't want to get too far into anything because they obviously have not had really a chance to go through the budget yet, so.
Can I just make the point that the county executive is on a time sensitive, you have to leave shortly, right? So I don't know how shortly, so if we want to allow the floor to the executive as well.
Yeah, do you want to see them?
Well, sure. I'll just like by way of introduction, you know, I just want to say, first of all, I'm looking forward to this process, and you know, this budget was developed over many months with the input of all of the expert input of our many department heads, countywide elected offices, and our great budget team who's been working very hard on this for a long time. And it's important to me that, you know, we provide you with everything you need and are as helpful as possible in supporting your needs to do your due diligence on this budget. And I appreciate the invitation by Chair Bartels and Chair Guevaras. I think that this is a great way to kind of kick off the process, and especially, you know, doing it in a public meeting. I really appreciate, you know, having been in the State Senate when everything was done by three people behind closed doors. This is a much better way to do things. So I just want to thank you in advance for your work, and we're here to support it. Thank you.
Thank you. Tom, yeah.
Hi, good evening, everyone. I'm Tom Vouzakis. I'm a vice president with Capital Markets Advisors. We've been the budget consultant for the county for the past three budgets, so this would be going into our fourth year, so very happy to be back and working with everybody again. I think as far as process-wise going into the analysis, I think the main aspects are more or less going to stay the same as we've been doing the last few years. I think we've been quite successful in our approach. We are making a few tweaks this year, one of which is we've opened up set up a portal for legislators to bring up any concerns or questions that you think should be looked into as we go through our review of the budget. I know in years past, you kind of get a report from us, kind of, and not late in the process, but towards the end, where we don't have time to go back and then review anything that you might have concerns about. So more so high level items that you think need to be looked into, things from the past years that you think haven't been delved into enough, or that you just have ongoing questions about that you think we should be taking a careful look at. So I think Amber or our team can circulate that link for you to have access to. And to the extent that we're able to look into all or most, we'll also be providing feedback and try to have as open of a dialogue as possible throughout the process. In addition, last year we had set up a virtual report. This year we'd like to add to that and make that a little bit more in depth to kind of give everyone access to various analyses that we put together in a timely fashion and give you access to that. So I think that might be helpful as we go through our analysis and you review that. So we're in the process right now of getting the department interview set up, which we sit down with various department heads, kind of get a sense of their thought process as they went through their budget, as the budget team went through its process, kind of get the thoughts behind what was looked at, what the objectives are going into next year. We find that's very helpful, and it gives us a lot of insight into the context behind all the numbers that you might see in the budget book.
If it's not a lot of hassle, is there a way that we can understand what your schedule is for meeting with department heads so that if we have specific questions, we can get them to you ahead of that?
Yeah, I don't think that'd be an issue.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Can we take a step back? So there are some new members on this committee who were not here last
year.
So if you could, like, start from scratch, the timeline you received the budget, which has already happened.
Right.
Your next steps, and then how what the time looks like over the next month or month and a half.
Sure. So we did receive the budget last week, so we're starting to go through that on a high level, and then once we have a schedule for really a priority list of the department heads that we'd like to sit down with and go through that. Having been the budget analysis for a few years, we've been able to streamline that a little bit. We can not gloss over, but move through that a little quickly and focus on bigger areas of importance. So I think that'll be helpful. So we have an interview with the various department heads. We sit down with them, and then we kind of use that to point us in the direction that we want to dig further into. Going back and forth with the executive team to the extent that it's needed with the legislators and Amber to get all the information for for our report and put that together. Mm-hmm. So things we look at, obviously revenues and expenses, things that have changed significantly year over year. If we think there's a lot of variance that maybe should be not changed, but to make sure that there's enough of a reason for why things may have deviated from prior years, or to make sure that that's being looked at in a big enough extent. So I don't recall the exact date that our report is presented to the legislature. I believe that's in early November. So we'll prepare a full report, a presentation. We'll come in person to a legislative hearing and walk you through that, take any questions that anybody might have.
Great. Any questions?
Have you set up a schedule with the executive team already on which departments you're, I mean, not exactly following on Peter's question, but is that been established yet?
For which departments we'd like to
for
to
which
sit down
departments and when?
Which departments that we have provided, the when I think is has not been finalized yet.
Okay.
Are there areas of focus? So we've sort of come out of COVID for the past couple of years, and we were dealing with COVID at one point, and now we're out of it. Those were the areas of focus, especially around sales tax revenue things. That are there areas of focus this year that's where you're going to be looking more so at things rather than the previous couple of years?
Sure. I think inflation is obviously a big concern that's started last year and has continued to an extent. Healthcare costs are always rising, so we want to make sure that's appropriately taken into account. Sales tax, again, is kind of always, can be a little bit volatile, so we always take a deep look at that as it is one of the main revenue drivers in the county, so to make sure that that's appropriately accounted for.
I know that there are a lot of new mandates, so I'm assuming you're going to look at that and see if there's any cost savings we can find within all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, demand. Absolutely. When we sit down with the departments, we always go over any new mandates that might have come up. And we also always ask about shared services with local governments, with the state, anything that can be more efficient or taken care of, if economies of scale can be appropriately taken into account.
Okay, great. Thank you. Yeah,
sure.
Okay. May I go? Okay. So we have a significant fund balance carrying over from last year, and it's growing. Seems to grow every year. And I noticed that the executive has proposed using some reserve funds in the budget this year. And I would really like to concentrate a little bit on that to see if they're being used appropriately. And, if there are areas where maybe we're not using reserve funds where we should, right? Because I think there are a lot of things where we're bonding, but we have this, sack of money over our shoulder. And I just, think that we may be able to allocate that a little bit differently than we are.
Okay. Yeah. So we don't comment directly on policy, obviously.
That's your job.
But we do look at GFOA's best practices, what the state puts out pretty much on an annual basis, sometimes more so, as far as use of fund balance, levels of reserves that they think are appropriate, and how that might influence the county.
Yeah, and and, you know, specifically the percentage of what the fund balance is to reserves, mm-hmm. right? In other words, taking this much out of the fund balance and how much are we allocating for reserves going forward and where we're allocating it, more importantly, right?
Yeah,
it's always I know that's policy. I know, but just, you know, because that is a significant change, I think, in the budget this year than we've had in the past.
Yeah, that's definitely something we'll be paying attention to.
I'm good, actually.
You're good?
Thank you.
Anybody?
Well, actually, I do have a question. So will you be able to provide, if you provided the list to the executive staff about the focus departments that you want to interview, can you provide it to us as well, just so that if we have any questions, not just specific questions to ask those departments, but if there's something maybe that you're leaving out or we thought we'd like to see a focus on or we want to talk to you about in advance of.
Sure. Yeah, we always do that through Amber and Natalie.
Great.
So you'll certainly have access to that.
Yeah. Or even departments that we think maybe should have a closer look that
right.
might not be on your radar.
So
okay, yeah, back to the portal, because mm-hmm. I think that's an excellent idea, something we talked about, you know, earlier last year, mm-hmm. right? So that will be like a real-time interaction with you guys then, right? You know,
yeah, the idea is obviously take questions in as they come. Mm-hmm. To the extent we're able to put together kind of a FAQ page, we will update that mm-hmm. as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And again, it would be more so high level
right,
items
right.
that
yeah, got you. Yeah,
not
got
so,
you.
That would be looked at, not so much specific line items
right,
in a
okay.
department's budget. But
yeah. we should make that clear, I think, really. I think that's a very important
that
point
actually.
That we communicate that this is not going to be
Where's the $7?
Yeah, where'd that $7 come from, right? You
right.
know, we really want to, you know, talk about yep. different, you know, not that granular. I think it's important, John, that when we get this out to the legislature, they understand mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, I was going to ask that when you give us a list of departments and the schedule that we would send that out, but also if you could actually give examples of types of things that we should be putting in the portal, and then obviously you send out the link to the portal to the legislature. But give examples of the kinds of things that you would anticipate getting from us. Questions more of the high level, as Legislator Cale points out. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Because you will get bogged down in minutiae.
Yes,
we do.
I just want to confirm, as in previous years, when you're making your recommendations in the document, you're also going to be highlighting those recommendations that were not undertaken, right? That
from prior years?
From prior years,
yes, that's
yeah.
correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anybody else? Tom, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. Good luck. Sorry for the long trip.
That's all right.
Anybody have anything they need to discuss?
I just would want to ask if the executive staff or the executive team has anything that they want to add. I mean, other than the intro, is there any concerns, questions? Any?
Not really, we're just anything you need. Just let us know.
Thank you. It was very appreciated.
Yeah, absolutely.
New sheriff in town, by the way.
Looking forward to it.
Should we adjourn?
Motion.
Second.
Aye.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone wants to go to the central room?